Lesson 26, Captain Moroni and the Title of Liberty. Purpose: to teach the children that true freedom comes by resisting evil and keeping Heavenly Father's commandments. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapters 46, 48, and 49, verses 21 through 30. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Alma chapter 47 and 49, verses 1 through 20. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A large piece of white fabric, or you could use a large piece of paper or the chalkboard, a pole or stick, and tape. C. Picture 4-39, Captain Moroni raises the Title of Liberty, Gospel Art Picture Kit 312, number 62051. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the picture of Captain Moroni. Ask the children to open their scriptures to Alma chapter 46. Explain that the children will learn about two men who were each military commanders, Captain Moroni and Amalickiah. Amalickiah was a Nephite by birth, but he had entirely forgotten the Lord. By lying, deceit, and murder, he became the king of the Lamanites. Amalickiah wanted to defeat the Nephites in battle so he could become king over both the Nephites and the Lamanites. Captain Moroni was the chief commander of the Nephite armies. He was a strong and mighty man who loved the Lord and loved his people. He had sworn with an oath to protect his people from Amalickiah and his Lamanite army. As Amalickiah and his army were preparing to destroy the Nephites, Captain Moroni was preparing his people to defend themselves. Holding up the fabric or paper, tear a large piece off, or draw a picture of a torn cloth on the chalkboard. Tell the children that Captain Moroni tore a piece from his coat and made it into a flag or banner that he called the Title of Liberty. Invite the children to read in unison Alma chapter 46, verse 12. Write the following words on one of the torn pieces of cloth or paper: In memory of our God, our religion and freedom, and our peace, our wives, and our children. If you have used cloth or paper, have the children attach the flag to the pole. Ask a child to post the flag in front of the classroom.